In Circle of Courage work, we often use something that we call a third thing to help us enter into that place of listening deeply as things emerge, to get us out of our head and into our heart, to listen to our deepest self. So a third thing, we would often use something like a poem. In the handout this morning, you received a poem. I'm going to read it. So if you want to listen, you can listen, but if you're someone who would like to read along, then please do. We're going to do this two times. And the first time, the invitation for you is to just listen if there's a word or a phrase that speaks to you somehow, that maybe it almost, it's like it was bolded in the reading. We're going to have a moment right afterwards where you're just invited to speak that out loud to the center of the circle. So I'm going to read it once, and then you'll hear it read by another voice. Start close in. Start close in. Don't take the second step or the third. Start with the first thing, close in, the step you don't want to take. Start with the ground you know, the pale ground beneath your feet, your own way of starting the conversation. Start with your own question. Give up on other people's questions. Don't let them smother something simple. To find another's voice, follow your own voice. Wait until that voice becomes a private ear listening to another. Start right now. Take a small step you can call your own. Don't follow someone else's heroics. Be humble and focused. Start close in. Don't mistake that other for your own. Start close in. Don't take the second step or the third. Start with the first thing, close in, the step you don't want to take. So we're just going to take a few seconds. Anything that resonated for you, just speak it into the circle. Be humble.
Start close in. Focus.
Start right now. Start with your own question.
Follow your own voice.
Step into the gym.
I'm going to read the poem a second time in a moment, but what we're going to do after I read the poem is we're going to have a moment for everyone to find a partner and to share for about 1 minute each about what is speaking to you about this poem or what starting close in means in your life. We'll time it and we'll ring the beautiful Tibetan bowl here when it's time to switch. And so this is an exercise in deep listening to one another. It's not a dialogue. It's a way of creating space to hear one another speak how this is resonating or whether it's resonating, what this means for your life. Start close in. Don't take the second step or the third. Start with the first thing, close in, the step you don't want to take. Start with the ground you know, the pale ground beneath your feet, your own way of starting the conversation. Start with your own question. Give up on other people's questions. Don't let them smother something simple. To find another's voice, follow your own. Wait until that voice becomes a private ear, listening to another. Start right now. Take a small step. You can call your own. Don't follow someone else's heroics. Be humble and focused. Start close in. Don't mistake that other for your own. Start close in. Don't take the second step or the third. Start with the first. The first thing, close in. The step you don't want to take. So we'll invite you to find a partner. And you can move around. We want to make sure everyone has a partner. And if you don't, we'd invite you to raise your hand and we'll also join in partners. Does anyone still need a partner? Raise your hand if you're looking for someone yet.
Yeah, right here. Do you two want
to? Yeah, you can move. If you need to move to your partner, please do so. I think we might have someone who's needing in the back too. Yeah. There we go.